Falcons fans, welcome back to another edition of McDonald's What's Brewing. I'm Jay Adams, filling in for Wes Durham. Joining me here to my right, defensive tackle Corey Peters. Corey, how's the week of work going?
It's going pretty good. I think everybody's excited to get back out there and have another opportunity, especially on prime time.
Yeah. 1-3, rough start. I know that this is not something that you guys are used to. But what do you see as the key reason why you guys aren't 4-0 right now?
I think it's just the little things, you know. Over the course of the time that I've been here, we've done a lot of the little things correct. And I think that's what's amounted to a lot of wins. And I mean, if you look at the games that we lost, you know, there were a lot of mistakes that we don't normally make. And things that Coach Smith's really been on us about, and hopefully we can get them corrected and move forward and get back on track.
Throughout the course of a week, we hear a lot of words. Things like resiliency, execution, finishing. These aren't just buzzwords, though. Mm-hmm. These are actual real things, aren't they?
For sure. I mean, you know, it's a few different ways you can take where we are right now. And I think it's important for us to kind of put the first quarter behind us, move forward, and kind of get things going in the right direction, especially with the bye week coming up. We'd like to get some momentum going into that and then, you know, kind of take the next half of the season by storm.
You guys came into the Patriots game ranked number 5 in run stopping. In one game, you drop all the way down to 21st in the league. What needs to change here?
Well, I think we just got to play better across the board up front. The Patriots did some really good things, you know, things that we can learn from and move forward. But I'm very confident that we'll get that ship righted and, you know, do better against the Jets. It's going to be a good test for us.
What's a win do for morale as you head into the bye week?
It's huge. You know, we know that in this league, week to week, anything can happen. Any team can beat any team. So I think it's important for us to kind of get back on the right track and you know, get some confidence going.
Does the bye week mean, you know, you go into that with a loss? That's 2 weeks to dwell on something like that, isn't it?
Well, I mean, definitely. We've had a bad taste in our mouth this week especially. You know, so we definitely want to kind of get that out moving forward. And Monday's the next opportunity, and it'd be great to get that one.
I want to switch gears a little bit. I know that Jonathan Babineau, a guy in the locker room, is somebody you hold in very high regard. What is it about Babs that just draws you to him?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think that he's just a great professional. He does his job. He comes to work every day and has a good attitude. Great person in meetings. Great person. Has a lot of knowledge about the defensive line position. Somebody that I would expect to kind of be in some form of coaching down the road. But when you get to play with a guy next to you, somebody that's always kind of keeping you on track with, you know, what's going on, a guy that I can pick his brain about, you know, certain schemes and this and that, I think it's incredibly helpful, not only to me, but a lot of the young guys on the D-line.
Speaking of veterans, OC Humanura is obviously a new addition to the locker room, but he brings a wealth of experience, and actually he you know, back in 2011, faced a 4-game losing streak with the Giants, and they came back and won the Super Bowl. He was telling us about that. How important is it to have a guy like that in the locker room who has done a lot of the things that you guys are trying to do?
Well, I think it's incredibly important. He provides some perspective for us. You know, he's always a kind of a positive voice. You know, stay the course, and we'll be fine. You know, I think that the great thing about this team is, you know, I haven't seen any confidence shifting. You know, I think that we all believe that we're a good football team and that we can get back on the right track. And I'm really looking forward to this Monday night game. It's the next opportunity, and it's a great opportunity for us.
Where does that come from, that sense of believing and buying in?
You know, I think a little bit comes from past success. And then, you know, just being here and seeing how hard that the guys work to continue to get better. The focus has been really good this week. You know, I think that everybody's, you know, kind of has that sense of urgency to kind of get things done. And, you know, I think that's really what's important when you're dealing with a situation like this one.
All right, we're really going to change gears now, and we're going to go 3rd and short, just real quick, quick answers here. Why number 91?
It's a number I had in college, and I had it in college because that's what they gave me.
So it's just something you stuck with here.
Yeah.
Okay. You had dreads as a rookie, and then one day you showed up and you completely cut them off. What brought that on?
Well, I was going back and forth with it for a while, and I just kind of got up the nerve to do it. I was just looking for a change, was kind of tired of it. So, just, you know, I'm happy with it, though.
How long had you been growing it?
Maybe 4 years.
Wow. So it's not an easy decision, then.
No, no. You know, at that point, you know, it's kind of like, you're with it or you're not. So it's a very difficult decision.
When you put the helmet on for the first time after cutting them off, what was that like?
Well, we had to change helmets, you know, a whole size down. So, I mean, it was different. Had to break in a new helmet. But other than that, I mean, you know, just the same.
No temperature change at all?
Well, at that point, it had cooled off a little bit.
Okay.
But the training camp the next year was definitely a lot better.
What do we need to know about Louisville, Kentucky?
It's a great place. You know, it's a place that I think everybody should visit. And contrary to what you might see on First 48, it's a great place to raise a family. You know, I had great experiences there. That's where I hope to go back to one day.
What's high school football like there?
It's good. It's probably not as, you know, serious as Georgia. I've seen, like, a lot of, you know, like, big facilities for high school football here and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think there are some talented players there. And, you know, I'll put the best teams in Kentucky up against, you know, anywhere.
I've heard there's another sport that you excel at, and that's basketball. Who on this team would give you difficulty on the court?
Nobody, you know. I'm dominating any skill position. You know, I'm just taking them in the post. And then, I don't know, maybe one of the taller O linemen. That could be the only thing. Maybe the 6'6", 6'7", guys with some girth, too. But other than that, I don't see anybody.
Tony, you could take Tony?
You know, street ball, yeah.
Okay. Or,
you know.
Okay.
Make it, take it, no fouls, you know, that's how I play.
And I've heard Dominique Franks is...
He's really good, too.
Really talented.
He's very good. We actually used to play together a while back over at the LA Fitness, but he's more of a, you know, a point guard. So, you know, like I said, make it, take it. I get the ball first, no fouls, you know. They won't even get the ball.
Okay. All right. We'll wrap it up with a subject that you and I both like. What are your three favorite foods?
I like chicken wings. I like pizza. What's that? Bar food, I guess. And then my mom used to make this seafood jambalaya with sausage and shrimp and all kinds of stuff in it. It was really good.
All right. Well, we're going out to dinner sometime.
All right. We can roll.
Thanks for joining us, Corey. No problem. Thank you all for joining us on this week's edition of What's Brewing.